Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Egg Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, January the 3rd. Well, starting off the new year on a bad note out here. March corn down 8 cents at 670 and a half. March wheat down 16 and a half cents, 775 and a half. And March beans down 31 and 3 quarter cents at 1492 and a quarter. Beans were lower mainly on a couple of things. We had some rains in Argentina. A lot of people are saying they're not enough. I agree with that, but they did get some rains. A little bit cooler temperatures, but still very hot. But the big thing is President Lula announced that he's exempting fossil fuels from this tax, which means that the Brazilian government will be out almost $10 billion in revenue, which sent the Brazilian real sharply lower, crude oil down. So, you know, there was no good news out here for the beans. At one point, the oil was higher out here, but it broke during the day. The meal closed down 590, the oil down 87 ticks. So with better weather, maybe not better weather, but a little bit changed weather in Argentina was some relief. It was just too much, plus good rains in Brazil. You know, keep in mind, we're only 2 or 3 weeks away from Brazil really getting into the swing of harvest out here and making more supplies available to world markets. The export inspections for corn were a little bit light, 667. Beans on the low end, 1.46. And the wheat, maybe the ugliest number I've ever seen, 86,000 metric tons. The dollar was up 102 at 104.29. Strong day there. Crude oil down 333 a barrel. So, you know, just a tough way to start the new year. Cattle were down a buck. Feeders were down a buck to a buck and a half. So just, you know, no good news out here. The war in Ukraine keeps moving on. It doesn't have much impact at the moment. I think maybe having some impact is the number of COVID cases and COVID deaths in China. Now, the government stopped reporting those numbers about 2 weeks ago, but I hear the hospitals are filling up very quickly, and they've got a major problem there. And I think part of today's action was continued worries about the Chinese economy, and I certainly agree with that. So overall, just one of these tough days, maybe a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow, but I think we'll see some farmer selling on rallies out here now. So I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here for the grains unless all the rains dry up on the forecast in Argentina and the temperatures go back over 100. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.